Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Syria's foreign minister Sunday rejected a United Nations proposal that would grant autonomy to the rebel-held eastern sector of Aleppo. Walid Mualim said the proposal would violate Syria's sovereignty. UN Special Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, responded.
My answer was, I respect the total principle, which no one inside the UN or outside the UN should put in doubt, of national sovereignty of Syria.
De Mistura proposed sending a UN verification team to Aleppo to examine claims that government aircraft have bombed and knocked out a series of hospitals in the city's eastern sector in recent days. Earlier Sunday, monitors and Syrian television reported at least 8 children killed at a school in western Aleppo by artillery shelling attributed to rebel forces. Leaders of 21 Asia-Pacific nations have ended their annual summit with a call to resist protectionism and protect the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Pact. In a news conference in Peru, President Obama said the United States should not retreat from global trade, but seek to do trade right so that workers are protected and environmental standards are upheld.
That's why I firmly believe that one of our greatest challenges in the years ahead, across our nations and within them, will be to make sure that the benefits of the global economy are shared by more people, and that the negative impacts, such as economic inequalities, are addressed by all nations.
As the APEC conference ended, Mr. Obama argued it's time for the U.S. to reaffirm its support for the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement. This is VOA News. Former French Prime Minister François Fillon appears to be on his way to win Sunday's Conservative Party presidential primary.
J'ai décidé de continuer le combat.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Alain Juppé came in second. He tells a cheering crowd here he's going to continue the contest into a runoff primary election on November 27th. Former President Nicolas Sarkozy has already conceded defeat and says he will throw his support behind Fillon. That's German Chancellor Angela Merkel announcing Sunday that she is seeking a fourth term in office in Germany, of course. Ms. Merkel told reporters she had a meeting with high-ranking members of her Christian Democratic Union party before officially sharing the decision. If Ms. Merkel wins in 2017 and serves there her entire four-year term, she will match Helmut Kohl's record of 16 years in office. Haiti's presidential election took place Sunday after an annulled vote in October and Hurricane Matthew's serious damage in the Caribbean state last month. 6 million Haitians were eligible to vote for one of 27 presidential candidates as well as for members of both houses of parliament. A survey by one pollster shows Jovenel Moïse most likely to be the winner. No official results are expected for at least 8 days. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump met Sunday with more potential cabinet members. He met in New Jersey with two of his staunchest defenders, former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Trump lashed out Sunday again at the cast and producers of the hit Broadway play Hamilton for making remarks to Vice President-elect Mike Pence from the stage when Pence was attending the performance. Trump said those involved in the action should apologize to Pence for what he called their terrible behavior. Pence himself said he was not offended. U.S. media reports say top U.S. military and intelligence chiefs want President Barack Obama to fire National Security Chief Admiral Michael Rogers. The Washington Post was the first to report that Defense Secretary Ash Carter and Director of National Intelligence James Clapper made the recommendation last month. The reason for the push for his dismissal was not immediately clear. President-elect Donald Trump, meanwhile, is considering Rogers for a spot in his administration and held an interview with him on Thursday. Administration officials, that's Obama administration officials, were reported to have been caught off guard by that meeting. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.